Good morning and welcome back to Trivial Wisdom the Pod. I'm Mykel, and today we're talking about giving of yourself. Facebook is an interesting, I'll say, place. With that it, my knowledge of what wonderful people that I've met down the road have been up to and what their hobbies, interests, triumphs, and disappointments have been over the years would be almost silch, particularly for an introvert slash homebody like myself. Whether you're just happening across a recent post or low-key cyber-stalking someone out of curiosity, and don't pretend that you haven't done it, it doesn't have to be invasive or malicious. You can keep up with people from a distance or reduce that distance. And obviously, if you've been up on recent events, those are the highlights of Facebook, but it's not this show's mission to cover that other stuff. And I only mention it because it led me to this story. Scrolling through my feed, I saw an eye-catching status from a college friend, and I asked her permission to discuss her tale on the show and have chosen to withhold her name or anything personal. She'd just been identified as a donor match for someone in need of bone marrow. And I got into the comment section, and the would-be recipient is a stranger to her. She says that she signed up for the service back in 2007 or 2010. So the big question from her commentators, and I imagine anyone circling this interaction, is, will she choose to donate? As many of her responders pointed out, bone marrow donation is a surgical procedure that requires anesthesia. BeTheMatch.org says that common side effects of marrow donation reported 2 days after donation include, but aren't necessarily, back or hip pain, 84%, fatigue, 61%, throat pain, 32%, muscle pain, 24%, insomnia, 15%, headaches, 14%, dizziness, 10%, loss of appetite, 10%, and nausea, 9%. And the average recovery period duration is 20 days. So those aren't all guaranteed to happen. Those are just the likelihood of those symptoms occurring for someone who's donated. And that is to say, simply, that it's not just a blood donation. It's not meant to be taken lightly. And she let everyone know that she planned to think it over, but at that point wasn't sure what she was going to do because she could see the pros and the cons. And I remember thinking to myself, that's a big deal. Then I continued to scroll because that's what you do with your Facebook, right? Sometime later, she was back on the feed. It just said this. I said yes to bone marrow donation. Sometimes you have to be brave for someone else. Need positive vibes from people that we are both going to be okay, that this person's cancer be gone for good, and that I get my own health back. She said in another comment that she's a bit scared, but that the service let her know that the recipient is a man in his 50s, and that she is, his last hope. She freely admits that fear was a huge factor, and after thinking on it, and I suspect she always leaned this way anyway because she's just one of those people, she just is, she decided that she was willing to do this for another person, even though she doesn't know them. And I personally and gratefully haven't known anyone close to me that's needed a donation of this kind, but we all kind of hope the same thing, you know? I hope someone would come through if it were me. So casting aside that fear and the risk is brave, and I wanted to talk about her here so that others could join me in applauding a young woman truly giving of herself. And keeping in mind that there are people out there doing this, donating parts of their own body to help people they've never met. And we should probably remember and thank these unsung heroes every now and then. We truly never know when it's going to be you relying on the benevolence of a stranger. So as of today, I have joined a bone marrow registry. And I'm not calling on anyone else to do something like that, but I was inspired by her actions, and to her, I would like to say thank you for igniting that in me and on behalf of the person who will be receiving your generous gift. Thanks for tuning in to Trivial Wisdom, the pod on the Trivial Wisdom Media Network. Give us a shout out on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Just look for Trivial Wisdom Media. Music is Jump Up by Purple Planet. We hope you'll join us again Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for your feel-good pick-me-up. And no matter what, have a great day.